Good morning. This is Greg Gloria, a.k.a. Social Greg on Twitter for the Nerdstalker Media Network. Today, I'm pleased to talk with Joe McAuliffe, the education director of an event called 3D Printer World Expo. And it seems the maker world is on fire here, and 3D printing is just a part of it. It gives entrepreneurs a way of prototyping designs, artists a way of doing complex 3D structures, and educators a way of engaging with students in a different way to show kind of a real-life object that they can actually design. So a little bit about Joe. He has a long history as an animator and illustrator, and Joe also works as a design editor for 3DPrinterWorld.com, which is a great blog if you want to know, or great organization that has a lot of new stories on 3D printing if you want to catch up with that. And there's some pretty cool stuff going on there, so you check their site out, and we'll give you guys contact information for how to get to their site and see all the wonderful information that they have on their site. So good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us here on Nerdstalker live from Southern California. I appreciate that. Yeah, so let's open up the discussion just to introduce what 3D printing is. I think a lot of people know about this, but I'd like to engage some parts of the Nerdstalker audience that may not know that area as well.
Sure. So 3D printing has actually been around for probably about 20 years. It came about in the 80s as a means to prototype. Back then it was strictly for prototyping, and what's so exciting now is that the range of materials and methods have developed in such a way that it can actually be used to manufacture. So what we're seeing is really the democratization of manufacturing through 3D printing. 3D printing basically is an additive process where you send a file to a 3D printer, and that file builds up the object using a number of materials. One is filament, plastic filament through an extruder, and layer by layer, it builds what you created in the virtual design, brings that into reality as a plastic, basically a plastic sculpture. There's all types of materials being used now. There's resins. We're starting to get into printing with metal. On the culinary side, they're actually printing with food. So it's really quite amazing how far things are going, and we're really just scratching the surface about what we'll be able to do with 3D printing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I consult with a couple startups here and some business and marketing stuff, and they were showing me some ways that even they were doing some solar stuff. It was just incredible. I was just blown away by what the stuff they could do with 3D printing these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're actually using materials like salt. They're printing human cells, talking about printing human livers and other organs, printing with wood pulp. Company called MCOR can print with paper,
printing
paper
great.
Bottles. So almost virtually any type of material you could think of, even getting into metals, GE and Boeing and the major aerospace companies have already placed orders on parts that will be exclusively printed in metal. So that's revolutionary into the way we manufacture things, and really changes the industrial age, what we thought of as the industrial age, into the future of how we make things.
Yeah, and I think the government or the president had mentioned 3D printing specifically in a couple of speeches last year, and really a way of maybe the United States getting more competitive in another way in the manufacturing arena by using 3D printing. So, let's talk about this exciting event you guys have planned, which is the 3D Printer World Expo. And maybe you could tell us a little about it, when it is and where it is and, something about it.
So the 3D Printing World Expo will be in Burbank January 31st and February 1st. And it's being put on by 3D Printer World. It's going to be one of the biggest 3D printing events in California, possibly the United States. We'll have 3D printer manufacturers from throughout the country. We'll have designers, artists skilled in 3D printing, educators, and we'll also have all the ancillary tools that go along with 3D printing. So 3D scanners, software companies that create packages and specialize for 3D printing. It's going to be a really great event, and it's going to be really focused on designers and emerging artists as well. So one of the things that we really want to do is to educate artists about what they're capable of doing right now and really push the shift from virtual concepts. You know, a lot of the things we do are on the computer screen and kind of blocked away from reality. Well, what's great about 3D printing is all these, you know, amazing ideas and, you know, things that are pulled from the imagination of artists can now be brought into real life as real sculptures. So really excited to help artists and people starting to get involved with 3D printing learn as much about it as possible.
Yeah, if you go to a lot of the Pinterest art boards and stuff like that, you'll see a lot of really complex structures being made by artists. I mean, just this wonderful. I mean, it's taken this kind of 2D world that we're always kind of used to doing. I mean, even in a way, as an artist, you're kind of always playing in this 2D world in a way, right? And trying to make whatever you're visualizing a 3D object, right? And now you could go out and just say, okay, I want to make this 3D object. But you know, and you've been doing this for a while, right? Is there kind of a mind shift when you think about that, when you're kind of going from one kind of a world to another? Or,
well, not really, because of the popularity of 3D animation and what Pixar and DreamWorks have been doing for actually quite a while right now. We don't realize that, you know, the first Pixar short came out in 1990, I think, Toy Story. So artists have been thinking in three dimensions, you know, for a long time, and finally they take those same ideas, export them, and print them out, which is really amazing for any artist to hold that virtual creation in their hands for the first time. But the knowledge that goes into the design process, a lot of these artists have had that knowledge for quite a while now. And it's just a matter of ensuring that the actual design can be printable. That's usually not a problem. And so we're starting to just see many of these artists who, you know, been working at the big studios and at animation shops throughout the world, we're starting to see their work as sculptures for the first time. But not only that, we have engineers too who are able to prototype and manufacture things that help with their pipelines. And, you know, with 3D printing, you know, they can streamline whole processes now, whereas before, you know, you'd have to do, you know, several things in order to manufacture something. Well, now they can create whole assemblies in one pass, which is truly revolutionary. So from the industrial side and the artistic side, a lot of this knowledge has been there. It's just now we're able to actually bring these things into the real world. So it's really exciting.
And that's neat. So what, realm, what type of events do you guys have planned there, especially maybe on the educational area?
Well, on the educational side, we're going to offer seminars that will help people write grants. So if you're a educator in your institution, we'll help you, you know, try to help you get a 3D printer through the grant writing process. We're here to help librarians throughout the California library system to turn their libraries into maker spaces. You know, this is a phenomenon we're starting to see, especially I think in Mountain View. The Mountain View Library has a 3D printer. And even here in Los Angeles, the library in Koreatown is having a makerspace on their upper floor. And so many libraries will actually be the places to go for the general public to get things printed. So we're going to have a class focused on helping libraries and other people create their own makerspace And then we have a whole range of classes on just the process of 3D printing. You know, how to ensure your objects get printed correctly. Design for 3D printing. Different advanced techniques, different workflows, even open source software. How can you 3D print something on a budget? So from the education perspective, there's going to be so many ways that people can learn about the process. It's really going to open up a lot of doors for people, and that's going to be a great thing to impart this knowledge.
That's neat. How long has the expo been in existence?
So this is the first year for the expo.
Oh, wow.
And I think in general, probably 2013 and 2014, these are the very first times that these types of events have been put on. So we're just getting started. And that's true for just about everybody. You know, it's kind of interesting how at CES this year, the Consumer Electronics Show, you know, 3D printing was a huge draw. It's probably one of the biggest draws at the show.
Interesting.
What's interesting is there's a whole niche now that needs to be filled in terms of, books about 3D printing and, where are the service bureaus going to be in your local city, where can you get things printed? So this is opening up a lot of economic opportunity, and we're just beginning. It's the first time.
That's exciting. We're really excited. We go to the Maker Faire every year as Nerd Stalker to cover that event, and we're just blown away by a lot of the 3D printing made objects that are up there. So anyway, you guys have one exciting area that is really emerging in the 3D world, 3D printing world, which is the medical center. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have a area of the expo dedicated just to advances in medical 3D printing. And I don't know a lot about what's going to happen that area in terms of the expo, but I actually have to give you more information
maybe you could just even educate the audience how the 3D printing and the medical area is actually evolving. I'm seeing some really crazy things done with cells and everything, right?
I'm not sure what particular printer will have featured, but we'll have a particular feature that is used in medicine, in some way. From the medical standpoint, there's, many ways that 3D printing will be used. One is the area of prosthetics. It's kind of a great way to create a prosthetic that just feels right, feels natural, or even, something to be proud of in terms of the design. For the end user. And then there's the area of actual developing through cellular techniques to develop like skin and liver replacements. They're just starting to use 3D printing in such ways that it's going to have a huge benefit for a lot of people.
Well, that's cool. So, I think this is going to be a pretty exciting event. Is there something new? I know this is an evolving area and this is your first year, but is there something you expect to see in 2014 from the 3D printing world? Is it just going to, I think you mentioned a little bit earlier, there's a niche to be served already in terms of just the educational piece of actually writing books, where people could get information, where people could go. Are there any other trends you'd like to mention about maybe evolving this year in 2014 in the 3D printer world?
Yeah, I think one of the big trends will be to start to consolidate a lot of information to give people a broader understanding of what 3D printing is capable of. I think what tends to happen in all the excitement is we tend to assume that this can do just about anything, but there are limitations and it's still evolving. So many of the things that will be done will probably happen in the next couple of years. But I think what we'll see is, many, many organizations rise up to create curriculums for schools, or, you know, workflows via websites that will help inform people a little bit better of what should be the proper workflows for 3D printing. And the other thing that will probably happen too is there'll probably be a lot more 3D printers on the market because many patents are expiring.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, big patents expiring in February on selective laser sintering, which is one of the methods using powder to print.
Wow.
And as these patents expire, there's probably about 5 patents that are expiring. A couple have already expired in 2013. Several will expire in 2014, and a couple will expire in 2015. And this will really open things up in terms of, you know, the growth of 3D printing service bureaus. You know, there's places where you can go to get your things printed if you don't own a 3D printer. One is Shapeways. You know, the challenge even for Shapeways is they don't have enough printers to meet all the demand. So what needs to happen is the development of more printers, and that will really only occur once some of these patents expire and other people start to come out and just start manufacturing more of these machines and enabling more companies to purchase them or more service bureaus to come out in the open to allow, you know, anybody to print locally in a very short amount of time. So that's probably what they'll see too. They'll just see an explosion of 3D printing devices and techniques because of the patent expiring.
That's incredible. So and actually you do a lot of writing on 3D Printer World, so catch a lot of your articles there. Any articles coming up of note?
I'm probably going to be featuring artists in some new articles coming up. So
cool.
There's many artists here in Southern California working for the studios that are just starting to get their feet wet with 3D printing, and I want to feature their works as well because they're amazing, highly imaginative and, you know, visually just captivating works that are just starting to be printed for the very first time. So I'll be covering a lot of that. I'll probably be doing some videos too on JPL, how JPL is using 3D printing.
That'd be cool.
They're using various different ways. And probably be featuring some of the design tools too, just to educate people on all the different design tools and the developing design tools, because that's another area too where 3D printing and social networking and web-based apps really start to go together. And there's all sorts of amazing ways where people can connect online, build something in unison as a group, and then send that to a 3D printer. So you'll start to see all this technology evolve, which is things we'll be featuring in 3D Printer World.
That's excellent. So anyway, Joe, thanks for your time. I really appreciate that and giving the Nerd Soccer audience your insights into 3D printing and the 2014 3D Printer World Expo coming up in January 31st to February 1st. So how can people get a hold of you and find out more about the 3D Printer World Expo?
Well, the best thing you can do is go to 3DPrinterWorldExpo.com, and, you know, everything's there for them to see, to register. You know, they can either register for the seminar tracks or they can buy a day pass, and that's the best thing to see everything that's happening. Or they can also check out 3D Printer World on Facebook as well.
Oh, excellent. So anyway, we appreciate your time again, and we hope to get some people to the 3D Printer World Expo in Burbank from January 31st to February 1st. So anyway, thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Greg Vorey, a.k.a. Social Greg on Twitter for the Nerd Stalker Media Network, where we believe in tech, startups, design, and you. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and be careful out there. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.